Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In closing, I have one more question. Christine, your take on Jesse Ventura and former Italian president and Japanese high-level parliament members and Willie Nelson and a bunch of other people going public in the last month, your take on that?
Well, I think that the climate of fear that's trying to be instilled in all people isn't working. And I think that that's what this is. It's just that, you know, the moral arc of the universe bends low, but it bends towards justice. And I think this is just an example of how truth, which is infinite, a lie cannot live forever. So the truth always emerges. And so to have these people that are in prominent positions speak the truth is so awesomely powerful, because what it does is it gives way to other people being able to take the step too and not be afraid.
That's so right. Truth lives forever. I'm going to steal that term from you.
That's right. No, truth is forever. It's infinite. It always was true and always will be true. But lies are finite. They're corporal, like the body. So if I would just have what I could leave the audience with is just say, what would Toto do? If you ask yourself, what would Toto do? And just be like Toto, because Toto just parts the curtain on the truth. He doesn't annihilate the person behind the curtain. He doesn't, you know, bite his heels. He just parts the curtain. He's not afraid of, like, what Dorothy and his friends are going to see, but he just is, he's in touch with his natural curiosity and his innate goodness. So that's all we need to do is to just have the recognition of our innate curiosity, our innate goodness, not be afraid of the truth, not be afraid of our light, and that's how we align ourselves with our divinity, and that's the mightiest force that's greater than any nuclear weapon. That is our ultimate savior. Ourselves.
Unbelievable. ChristineEbersole.com. I have got to get you back up in the next few months, Christine, as all of this unfolds, as this quickening intensifies, as good and evil grapple on a global and even spiritual level through space and time. You're just wonderful, and God bless you and your husband and your children. And again, I salute your courage.
Thank you, Alex, and the same to you.
Take
care.
And
I hope I talk to you soon.
I look forward to hopefully seeing you in person soon. Take care.
So too. Take care, Alex. Bye-bye.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Christine Ebersole. Great lady in person. You know why she's a big star on Broadway and in movies and TV. She's just a sweetheart. Radiant. Like a little, not a little. She's like six feet tall, but she's like an angel. So she is so sweet. Okay, and smart. We are going to come back as we fight these dragons and air about 15 minutes of my radio show. It's on the web at YouTube. We're going to post it up on prisonplanet.com. It's 15 parts, 3 hours. I think it's more than 3 hours because I went over that day. And don't forget, we go over now. There will be a fourth hour today with Bob Chapman. He'll be with us in 20 minutes, now about 15. And we will have Bob on talking about really breaking down what's happening in the economy, giving you the nuts and bolts in a layman's way so I can understand it, so you can understand it, and what this means that the Federal Reserve is engineering all this and then again coming out on top with more control. But please do not forget, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships are 15 cents a day. You don't just get my book, Paul Watson's book, all my films in super high quality, my weekly TV reports, my in-studio interviews, my Sunday show that we videotape. You get now the fourth hour, and some days, fifth and sixth hour, some days I go more, of this radio show with the document cam, exclusive video that we stream, two-camera shoot on me, got four guests coming in the studio next week, we'll have cameras on them. It takes money to pay for these servers, it takes money to do all of this. My goal is just to get it out to people. Folks are cutting clips out of it and putting it on the web. That was our plan, to have it spread more info. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you're a radio listener. You know, you can go in the fourth hour and listen for free on the web at Infowars.com to the audio, but you really ought to see the video. Now, it's not just some webcam. It's five different feeds. PrisonPlanet.tv, fourth hour, is less than an hour away.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
We have an eyewitness coming up after this break. If his cell phone holds, Jim Wright, we also have a landline for him, but landlines aren't working too well. There are massive phone line and digital phone line disturbances across the country. We're having trouble connecting via ISDN line to Liberty Works Radio Network based in Maryland. Are we connected with him yet? We will continue to bring you all of this information. I know we're carried by a lot of stations that don't normally carry the show because they know that I have been predicting this for years. If you go to InfoWars.com, you'll find some interesting evidence there. The story from back in April out of the Baltimore Sun where the Joint Chiefs of Staff were caught wanting to blow up civilian airliners, attack the Marines at Guantanamo Bay using an army company disguised as Cubans. Bomb Washington, D.C. We have the James Bamford story. Best-selling author, former 2020 executive with the CIA and NSA documents. The feds wanted to blow up civilian airlines, wanted to bomb Washington, wanted to shoot people in Miami as a pretext to invade Cuba in 1962. That is on InfoWars.com. Mainstream, but Kennedy said no. 6 months later, his head was blown off. We have become a different society in 2001. Back in 1993, it was in the New York Times, October 28th, that the feds trained the bombers, trained the drivers, cooked the bomb, and allowed that bombing to go forward. They got caught because one of the informants recorded the FBI telling him to let the bombing go forward because he was worried about being framed for it. What am I saying? I'm saying who stands to gain from this? Who has the motive? Who can bring you martial law and destroy your freedom? The government. It's not our government. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the last hour I was on with Derry Brownfield, who will be joining us a little bit later in the show, syndicated talk show host. We talked to Jim Wright, one of my family friends, who is an investment banker who lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, but lives half the year in New York. He was in the building, one of the banking centers right next door to the World Trade Center towers when the first jet slammed into it this morning, then another one slammed into it. He was there as the towers collapsed, dead bodies up to six blocks away, arms, legs, you name it. Another hijacked plane crashed south of Pittsburgh, PA. Officials investigating another hijacking with the plane headed towards D.C. They are declaring a threatcom level Delta, the highest military threat under threatcom Delta. They are loading the nuclear bombs onto the planes. The missiles are ready. Everybody is buzzing around in the streets like bees. Radios and televisions are on. People are absolutely focused into it. We haven't seen something of this magnitude since the Kennedy assassination back in 1963. We were able to get Jim via his cell phone there on the scene amongst all of the carnage. We should be praying for the dead and dying and praying for this country and that God heal this land, this modern Babylon that would create something like this. I'll tell you the bottom line. 98% chance this was a government-orchestrated controlled bombing. I've been telling you this was going to happen. Just 2 weeks ago, I put the call out again for Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. We are not anti-government. We are anti-corrupt New World Order system that is taking control of our government every day. I read news stories where they were telling you that we were going to be hit by terrorists, that it was going to happen anytime. Give up your rights. They've been telling us we're going to get hit by anthrax, we're going to get hit by smallpox. The AP reported on a secret meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the heads of the media, with fake newscasts they produced back in June, where they predicted 1 to 4 million dead from anthrax. Martial law was the term used. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but they've been preparing for it, and they have been saying it's going to happen. Repeat, they plan to blow up airlines and bomb Washington in 1962. Joint Chiefs of Staff documents confirmed by the Baltimore Sun and James Bamford, retired 2020 executive who's been on this show. Oklahoma City was a government bombing. We've proven that with General Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, on this show. We have also proven it with Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI Crime Lab, Hoppy Heidelberg, grand juror. We know Waco was a government action, and only government stands to gain from this horrible event. Only the police state. Now, we have Chris McCarsky, who is a Genesis broadcaster and who lives in New York. Going back to Jim Wright, eyewitness, family friends that I know personally. Jim, tell us where you work, what you saw, and basically run down for this audience exactly what developed this morning at 8:50 a.m. when the first plane slapped in. Slammed into the South World Trade Center. Go ahead, sir.
Sure, Alex. I'm in the World Finance Center, directly across the street from the World Trade Center, between the World Trade Center and the Hudson River. We heard a shot of, 10 till 9 or so. I actually saw walls vibrating in some of the neighboring buildings. Heard a noise that sounded like cherry bombs followed by almost like a dump truck dumping gravel sound. Looked out one side of our building where I thought the noise came from on the riverside. That wasn't it. We went back to the front, and at that point there are a number of our people lined up on the 15th floor watching One World Trade Center burn. It was burning from about the 100th floor up. While we were watching it, you could actually see bodies coming out of the windows. Some were obviously dead. Others were flailing as they came down.
Were they on fire?
Just smoke. That's a little gruesome, but
getting the details.
Yeah. After the third or fourth body we observed come out. They were trying to set us assured in our building that that it was another building that was affected. We shouldn't be concerned. Well, about that time, the second plane hit. We actually saw the flames shoot out hundreds of feet That plane looked like it hit maybe the 80th floor, 75th to 80th floor. At that point, we knew this was a target, so we evacuated the building, our building, and went out towards the Hudson River to catch a ferry back across the river.
Yeah, this is not a B-23 in World War II in fog crashing into the Empire State Building.
No. The plane that we saw looked like a full-size passenger plane, not necessarily a big wide body. Although,
what color was the plane?
All I saw was like a flash of white, Alex. Just barely caught the glimpse of, I'm not even sure if it was a fin section or the tip of the wing. But
watching the footage of a passenger plane, a medium-sized passenger plane, slamming into the World Trade Center and exploding out the other side, that was so surreal. What was it like to see it with your own two eyes,
it's
Jim?
It's like it was slow motion. It's like a movie. It's like reading a techno thriller. You just can't believe something like this really, truly can happen.
Jim,
surreal is, I guess, the perfect word.
Absolutely. We appreciate you joining us, and I know your family is very happy in Fredericksburg that you're alive and listening right now on 91.7 FM. What exactly developed after the second plane slammed into the building?
Well, we got out and went to the riverside to catch a ferry. We still saw several more bodies come out. We got across the river, and we were watching the buildings. Suddenly, at One World Trade Center, you could hear the shock. It looked like an explosion or things blowing out from around the 70th or 80th floor all the way around the building. And the building just dropped straight down. The building was literally gone within 5 seconds. I mean, Alex, I used to be a structural engineer, and I've watched buildings implode. It was the most perfect implosion I've ever seen in my life. It came straight down in one monolithic piece.
Now, you were a structural engineer. How could fire in the upper floors, you say one plane hit about the 100th floor, the other hit about the 75th floor, how does that cause a building to completely collapse?
I don't believe it does, Alex. I mean, looking at the way the building came down, it looked like there was charges up around the 70th, but I've just got to believe there was also charges at the base of the building.
Okay, sir.
And to bring something down that fast, I mean, one of two things has to happen. It either the charges have to be so perfectly placed, I mean, engineered, or there has to be so much there that it just obliterates everything.
Jim Wright,
go ahead, Alex.
This is like a bad nightmare. I know you're familiar with what I do. I have produced a film showing the feds removing unexploded bombs from the columns at the Oklahoma City building that was blown out.
Right.
Obviously not blown in. This is government. What you have just told us, sir, I saw those buildings collapse. You were right there. I was watching it on the news. They wanted massive death. So you're saying, as a structural engineer, you are witnessing this. It is collapsing. And then both the structures only placed charges are so precise. Is that what you're saying?
That's the way it appeared to be, Alex. And I'm not a PE, a professional engineer, but I studied at the master's level and I degreed. They were just perfect implosions, both of them.
Yeah, it just totally
the second
collapsed.
The second building came down a little bit slower. If the first one took 5 seconds, the second building took 10. The corner, outside corner column stayed up for a bit, but then just because of lack of stability, they came down also.
So you're telling me, sir, again, exactly what's your job there at the World Financial Center?
Well, I'm a financial analyst with one of the accounting firms, one of the big five accounting firms, and I've been out of engineering for close to 20 years.
So, I
want to qualify what I'm saying.
Well, I understand, but still, we've all seen buildings get blown up on the news in Las Vegas when they're getting rid of them, how they collapse symmetrically, and this was one of the most symmetrical collapses I've ever seen, but then it was obscured by smoke. What did you see there? Where were you on the ground when the first tower collapsed, Jim?
I was across the river, across the Hudson River, about a block from the waterfront, but we had a perfect view of everything. I would say this is about a mile and a half away from the World Trade Center site. now I'm sitting on the back of my boat in a marina at the Statue of Liberty Park, and I'm about a mile and a half from the.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Normally, we'd have about 36 minutes left right now of broadcast time, but I've added a fourth hour. And sometimes we do a fifth or a sixth. Bob Chapman will be with us for the rest of this hour into the next.
And I always get Bob on and just pick his brain on so many subjects. He, of course, was in Army counterintelligence. And then he was a very successful broker and just so many different facets. Had the biggest financial newsletter recognized. The International Forecaster is his new one. He retired for a while, came back, and it is still one of the biggest, theinternationalforecaster.com, for an e-version or to order a twice-a-monthly paper version, but it's, two or three times a week in the email version, theinternationalforecaster.com. And Bob has always been spot on, unfortunately, in his forecasting. We wish this stuff wasn't happening. I want to just take calls today and do the reverse of what I normally do, hogging Bob for myself. The toll-free number to join us on the Genesis Network is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll open the phone lines on the other number up in the fourth hour, but we've got to get Bob on that line first. We get hundreds at a time, so we have to get him on first and then give that number out later so he can call in onto that one. 1-800-259-9231 with us for the rest of this hour into the fourth hour, the overdrive hour today. Bob, whatever you think is most important in this short segment, I want to come back, get your analysis on the Federal Reserve engineering all this and now wanting total regulatory control and real governmental power on top of their private banking power and issuance of currency and credit and liquidity, and where you see the continued hyperinflation going. But first off, thanks for coming on with me.
Well, you're welcome. And you're right. This private organization known as the Fed is grabbing power. The CFTC, the SEC, and other organizations that they want to have control over. Presently, they have their agents in banks, brokerage houses, and investment banks watching over the capital flow so they can find out if somebody looks like they're getting in trouble. I think, and this is why Paul Volcker, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve between, I think it was 82 and 87, who really cleared up the mess that we had then by purging the system, actually. He's had some nasty things to say about what's going on. And he believes that the Fed is way overstepped its bounds legally. And the only way that this thing can be solved is by a classical economic purging of the system. And that is not what the Wall Street Illuminists want. They want to keep on having business as usual, and they believe that if they can continue to keep gold and silver suppressed and continue to float the system, that it'll work. They've tried it, goodness knows how many times over the last century.
Will you explain the relationship of why they want to suppress the metals and you know, commodities themselves, but now they're not successful with gold, silver, oil, pork bellies, corn, you know, other grains?
Well, they've been thwarted here and there. Number one, we have some droughts out there and some floods, and we have the insanity of ethanol, which ruins engines, and there's no savings there. The whole thing is a scam. And so they have to deal with these high prices for the beans and grains. And but they're willing to put up with that, evidently, because they want to get rid of the useless eaters out there in the third world. And as we all know that, well, not all of us don't know, but many of us know that there's riots going on all over the world right now, food riots, the cost, and the non-availability. And that's going to get worse and worse. So,
yeah, that's right. We're going into the growing season, and all over the world, you know, they've just gone through their growing season. Even in the equatorial region, where it's growing season, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 a year, they're in crisis. Stay there. I want to talk about, that's a good idea to talk about the geopolitical crises that's happening, not just here in the United States, what's happening in England, Spain. They're having runs on banks. France, they're having the subprime mortgages fall apart in Spain, Portugal, France, England. How all this dominoes together
and what his forecast is, and more on the Federal Reserve seizing absolute power, and your calls at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Bob, continuing with what you see economically, the perfect storm of not just inflation in the United States, but we're seeing inflationary spirals all over the world, obviously being led by the U.S., what's happening in Spain, Portugal, I didn't mention Italy, France, Northern Rock, and a bunch of others. In England, and I see the analogy as a tire that's blown, and they just keep pumping more air into it, trying to keep it inflated instead of just stopping it and putting a new tire on, as you were saying Volcker is calling for, which still is the banker's ruling everything. I guess he's against this because it's so reckless and so dangerous, even in their own system, as many global financial institutions have publicly said that there is a fight at some levels between these institutions because they're arguing that the neocons are doing something far too reckless, but they're so drunk on aplomb, chutzpah, I guess the proper best term would be hubris, but break that down.
Well, Volcker said that they have brought the system to the edge. And he doesn't know whether they can pull it back. I wish I had his exact quotes in front of me. And I wrote about them this morning, and they're in for typing. So those who get free copies of the forecast or subscribers, they'll see them on Saturday, which is tomorrow. And you know, he's been critical all the way, but very softly. Now he's really coming out hard. And, of course, Greenspan, the former chairman of the Fed, is blaming everybody else but himself. The European Central Bank has injected twice as much credit into the system as the Federal Reserve has. The Fed's probably got somewhere in the vicinity of about $750 billion in the system, and the European Central Bank has more, that double. And then you've got the Bank of Switzerland and the Bank of England and the Bank of Canada doing the same thing on a smaller scale. And, yes, they do think that they would like to float this out, and I don't think it's going to work. Just look at Japan. In 92 to now, they never recovered, and they're still in the depression. Now, as far as the lending in Europe is concerned, the Bank of England, the British taxpayers are on the hook for $100 billion on the Northern Rock fiasco. And I published, and I don't know that anybody else did that I saw, that the European Central Bank is trying to refloat the Spanish economy, and they've been doing it secretly, and this has created quite a problem, because I think unless they continue pouring money into it, it's going to collapse. I think Ireland's going to have the same problem, and eventually England as well. Germany, France, and the Benelux countries are not so bad off. Italy is a problem, but Italy is always a problem. They were overextended when they entered the euro in the first place. They should have never been accepted. They Mickey Mouse the books, and so on and so forth.
Let me stop you there. I did pull up the Volcker quotes. They're all amazing. It's type Paul Volcker.
Yeah, why don't you give them to us? I think they're important.
Well, he said a bunch of stuff. Former Fed Chief Volcker questions wisdom of bailout cuts, and this came out today.
Can I interrupt you here?
Sure.
Please. Let me say this, that just after the bear thing happened, I come out and I gave a synopsis. Bear Stearns was set up. They deliberately took them down. And the proof was yesterday when, before a Senate hearing, the Fed admitted that they knew 2 days before that they were going to give lines of credit to investment bankers and brokerage houses, but yet forced Bear Stearns into bankruptcy, knowing that they could have directly given them the money and kept them alive. It was an assassination.
Because it wasn't part of the private Federal Reserve holding stocks by the private family. It was not part of the J.P. Morgan Chase system.
It was not part of the Illuminati daisy chain.
Yeah. Now, and of course, they were still part of the establishment, but they weren't on the inner sanctum, so it was a nice snack for the big boys. He says, the only trouble is you can't go on forever spending more than you're producing. He went on to say the history of markets is littered with the idea that you can solve problems by raising inflation. And he went on to say that it's going to cause more problems than it's going to fix. That's another quote. I mean, it's pages. It's pages of quotes here.
Well, his quotes yesterday that are printed today were as to the point as you can get. And he doesn't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, that's what he says here. He says that it's probably not going to work. I mean, the problem is there's so many quotes. Keep talking, I'll find it.
Well, I think Volcker was right, and I know he's part of the Illuminati system, but I think if he was put back in there, we'd have a depression, but we come out of it much faster by just going ahead and purging the system, letting these banks, brokerage houses, investment bankers, hedge funds, companies that have to take losses, let them all take them. Let's get rid of it instead of lying about it.
But they're such pirates, Bob, that even if they back them up now and the government inflates the currency and keeps paying it all off, they're just going to keep like cockroaches stealing the money and engaging in fraud, because it's totally predatory. I mean, we always had corrupt good old boys running things, but why have they gotten so reckless now?
Just the greed pushing them forward.
And then as they know there's impending, I agree, but then as the impending doom approaches, it makes them even more greedy and wild as they all try to snatch stuff for themselves, kind of a panicked looting.
It's true. That's true. And they're scrambling, and it's not going to work. Just look at Japan. It didn't work there. They've done this for the last 1,000 years, and they know it's not going to work because they tried it over and over and over again. The question is, will they get exposed? When the Hanseatic League collapsed in the 1600s, virtually nothing happened. But when the Lombard system went down in 1348, they threw them all out of Venice, which was the seat of lending at that time. And they banished them. There were only two countries that would take them. And so, there has to be a form of retribution. I mean, there has to be trials. These people have to be put on the mat for what they've done. Their wealth has got to be taken away from them, and they got to be incarcerated.
Instead, they, after engineering this, are going to say, oh, look, there's a crisis. Now the private Federal Reserve families will run the other three federal regulatory agencies and have no checks and balances, the very thing for fraud. And the private banks own the militarized police now, who are building FEMA camps for us. So I see the design to their madness, the method to the madness. It's bring in a crisis, offer the solution, which is martial law and I guess, slave camps.
I think you're right, and that's what Patriot 1 and 2 were all about, and the other things that you've mentioned. And that's why we, on this program, preach, get your dehydrated and freeze-dried foods in and be able to defend yourself and be able to have fresh water one way or the other. Now, these are very important things. Get out of debt. I mean, these are fundamental. You've got to do it.
Well, Volcker, another quote here is that the crisis is so deep and doing the same thing that caused it isn't going to make it any better. And he went on to say that we may not be able to pull out of the crisis. And then you say you've got another quote. I'm finding a bunch of articles. He must have put out a treatise yesterday afternoon. So this is also Volcker trying to act like he's not part of the system.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. People don't know about him what you and I do and some of the listeners do. And, you got to figure, who is around between 82 and 87? I mean, unless you've studied it like you have. I lived it. But most people didn't know what was going on. They just knew that there was a bad recession, and it was finally solved by raising interest rates to 21%. Treasuries were yielding 14%. Official inflation was 13.5% before they started to jigger it. And that was probably a true number. And people don't know that.
$850
an ounce.
Let's be clear. If they don't raise interest rates to 10, 15, 20% to shore up the dollar, it destroys the entire economic system. They're destroying the foundation of everything we are. It's gone down even more. And now the forecast out of the IMF and World Bank are saying it may go down to nothing. I mean, they're talking about now openly, totally getting scrapping it. And the public, I don't think, understands what it means if the dollar goes completely belly up. Game over.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I wrote about that, and I said they should defend the dollar. Of course, they did the opposite. They defended themselves, not caring what was going to happen to the system. They got a back asswards is what they did, and only because of their greed and their power. See, they deliberately started this whole thing, and the date which they could not return from was June of 2002. Once they passed that, there was no stopping what they had put into motion. And they wanted to stop it after that because the Middle East had turned into a can of worms for them. But it was too late, and now they got to go through it, and they'll probably start wars in Iran and in Kosovo, which could lead to a nuclear third world war. And they don't care. I mean, if half the people in the world get killed, they could kill us.
So if you were the Fed chairman right now, what would you do?
Well, I hate to say it, but I call in Volcker and have him purge the system again. We're all going to suffer, but we're not going to suffer anywhere near as much as we would otherwise, and they probably wouldn't have to use those camps. Unless they really wanted to.
Well, I mean, raising interest rates wouldn't just save the dollar. It would reward people that save.
Well, there's not too many of them out there, but it also, you'd have one last run in gold wherever it would go to. And people who had gold, of course, are in one form or another, because that would be a deflationary scenario. They would make out very, very well. People who own things would probably see them go down in value anywhere between 50% and 90%, depending upon what it is. And, you know, history tells us that. And so that's the way to do it.
Okay, I want to go to calls, Bob, and then, of course, lots of time to talk into the next hour. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. But just the last question before we go to calls. We know they're not going to do the right thing. We know they're not going to fix it. They're going to do the greedy consolidation thing. How do you see that unfolding? I mean, what will hyperinflation do?
Well, my figure right now is 12 3/8. I don't have my final figure for last month as yet on the M3, but I think we're looking at 18%. That said, we're going to see 15% inflation before the year's over, and maybe more than that. This is real inflation. The government will probably admit to 6%. And the same thing is happening with every major central bank in the world. And so hyperinflation, I would say, is over 10%. And so we're already into it. It's going to get worse, and as long as they continue to do what they're doing, it's going to continue to get worse. And it'll reach some point, and that divining point will be when lenders can lend and the borrowers of money don't want to borrow anymore. And when that happens, the whole system automatically comes down anyway.
And you're saying 2 years out still?
Yeah, 2 to 3. You know, it's hard to tell how long they can take it. They might even take it longer than that. And we may see 50% inflation, and then maybe Weimarism or Zimbabweism in the sense of money and credit.
And for those that don't know, that means
the currency.
That, Weimarism, Zimbabweism, or Mexico Cityism to a lesser extent, you go in to buy a meal and you pay first because, and this is true stories, because the meal will be 3 times more in 1 hour.
And, exactly.
Oh, man. And that means just destroying everything, except for the bankers. They'll end up walking around in their top hats, as usual, laughing at us as the mindless idiots worship them and thank them for fixing everything.
That's why it's so important to get rid of all the incumbents in Congress, with minor exception. You've got to do it. At least we can get a clean slate for a year, because that'll take them that long to buy them all.
Or set them all up.
With, you know, compromise them. And, you know, their terms are over in 2 years, except for senators. And so we get that bunch out and get a new bunch. It's the only way we're going to survive politically.
That's what's so scary is the elite have a lot of blueprints and plans and operations, but it's kind of like they lay maps over maps. They think they're in control, but they're really not. This is a reckless bunch.
Well, this is an art form. And with that, you never really know what's going to happen. You can't qualify and quantify human thinking, behavior, action. It's impossible. It's just absolutely impossible. You can get a general direction of where things will head with people or individuals, but that's about it. It's just like investing. You can't put a slide rule to it. Look at the people with all these quantitative funds, which are called quants. They are a disaster.
Well, remember 1999? Remember,
well, you get three guys managing funds again, which was Scholes and Meriwether and Mertens. The three of them, two of the three of them, got Nobel Prizes. They went under in 98.
But they thought they knew it all. What is it about these eggheads thinking they're invincible?
Well, they're back managing $10 billion, and they're losing all their money again because you can't. Again, put a slide rule to human emotions, and they don't get it. It's just like the guy that goes to the casino, and he's got a formula, and he stands there, And he watches the roulette wheel, and when the formula says he's supposed to put it on black, he gets up and does it and loses. And that's what they're up against.
It's crazy. We're going to come back in the final segment of this hour. We're going to talk to Scott, Doug, and Doug. Three calls in 5 minutes. You'll each ask your question quickly, your comment, and we're going to go right to Bob. Come in hot in the final segment of this hour. Then we're going to start the fourth hour of Overdrive. And if you're a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the document cam. We have two cameras on me, a video cam, and a bunch. We got five feeds. So now it is a TV program in the fourth hour with Bob Chapman. Of course, the radio program you can still hear the same old ways or at InfoWars.com there on the Internet streams. You got to go to those streams right there. And don't forget TheInternationalForecaster.com. We always love having Bob on. And what is it? I get mine twice a week, or am I missing one? Twice a week you send out the,
twice.
Yeah, the email. And then sometimes you have little updates that go out. And then if people have the hard copy, they get it twice a month. And that's TheInternationalForecaster.com. You can go there and get a free copy. And before Bob leaves us in the fourth hour, we'll give out the toll-free number as well. Folks, this is life and death for the Republic. Everything. We've got police confiscating guns all over the nation. We've got the Olympic torch people being beat up by Chinese troops in the U.S. I'm going to ask Bob about that. It is total insanity, and it's only going to get crazier. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming in hot with Bob Chapman. He'll be with us into the fourth hour. The number to call us there is 512-646-5400. We'll have a 1-800 line by next week for you. It won't matter. It'll be on the main network in a week after that. 512-646-5400. Fourth hour for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can see the video, everything in studio. When your members have not, free streams at Infowars.com. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Good, Alex.
Hello,
hey, Bob. Alex, say, my thing is I agree with 100% with everything that both of you guys are saying. The only thing that that I believe, and I feel this from the bottom of my gut, is I don't believe we can, as humans, are going to be able to deal with all this as far as the oil being high. That's not going to come back. That's going to keep going up. They might go down for a little bit, but it's going to keep going up. The dollar is going to keep getting weaker. People are going to keep losing their jobs. All this stuff is going to keep escalating. One thing I want to say is I don't believe it's going to make it 2 to 3 years. I believe it's going to happen this year. I believe that the Iran thing is going to keep heating up. I just don't believe we're going to make it that long. That's my comment to you guys. I don't. I would love to believe it could last. We could come out of this, but I just don't believe.
No, I hear you. Let me get a take on that. I appreciate your call from Bob Chapman. Bob.
Well, you know, you and I look at it. He looks at it. We just don't know. I'm just going by history. That's the best I can do.
It's like somebody who's already had 3 heart attacks. And the doctor says you could have a heart attack this week or next year, but you know the guy's going to have a huge heart attack in the next couple years. I mean, so you're being safe and saying, you know, 2-3 years. But, yeah, we could have a heart attack tomorrow, couldn't we, Bob?
Absolutely. You know, and there's a dichotomous situation going on within the Illuminati. The Europeans do not want Iran invaded for whatever reason, and the people who are involved in the United States do. And will they go ahead? I don't know.
Well, the Europeans are closer to Putin and all of his nukes.
Exactly. And why they're allowing these missile installations to be put in Poland and the radar in the Czech Republic, I just can't figure out, because if we have a nuclear war, every major city in Western Europe will be destroyed.
It's just insane World War III escalation. Doug in Minnesota, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a compliment for Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster. I just checked this morning, and Northmont Mining is up 50% from the time I bought it. And it was Bob Chapman who brought Northmont to my attention.
I remember him doing that. Bob, what would you do with that mining stock now?
Well, I think that it'll take some time, but there's a good probability the company could be bought out. And, you know, you might take a little profit and shoot for higher prices if possible.
So hedge the bet.
Take your original investment out because, you know, you've got a nice gain. So don't be foolish enough to let it slip through your fingers.
So take the original seed money out and then leave the increase in.
Yeah, and if it goes to 5 or 10, that's terrific. You never know what's going to happen with things. And so that's a good thing to do.
Anything else, Doug?
Get some profit out and then move on.
Anything else, Doug, in Minnesota? He's gone. For the other Doug in Delaware, please give him the number. Doug goes to the front of the line if he can get in at 512-646-5400. Doug in Delaware. Call us at 512-646-5400 if you can get in. The problem is, I've been told we've had like 50 calls at once come in on this new system. 512-646-5400. Great job, John Harmon, running the Genesis side of the show. The fourth hour, as we go into overdrive, is about to start with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I want to challenge everybody to get the new film, American Drug War, that I consulted on. It's available at Infowars.com. And remember, I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The fourth hour straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.